This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bruce, reconnected. What's going to be your focus today?
So I'll be in Glendale first and foremost because the position players all report for the White Sox today. So we're going to talk to Luis Robert and talk about whether he feels he's going to be a Chicago White Sox player through the spring or traded at the deadline, what he's done in the offseason. A number of guys, Benintendi, certainly Vaughn. These are the guys that are going to be the main part of the offense as some of the younger players try to push themselves through. And then after locker room, I'll head to Mesa and try to catch up with Craig Counsell toward the end of that workout. I've been pretty much doing both places every day, and you can do that before the games start.
You're working hard, Bruce. I found it very interesting that Craig Counsell acknowledged his word, not mine, being lazy in his communication last year with Seiya Suzuki. What did it mean and what effect did it have?
Well, first we heard from Seiya a couple days ago saying that he's working on communicating with the manager better. And that was a red flag and, you know, rang the bell for all of us media people around. And he explained that some of the things needed better conversations with the manager. And, you know, you dig deep because normally the Japanese players, and say in particular, are so respectful and very rarely, you know, talk about being discontented. And in this case, we went to counsel and he admitted, he said, yeah, you know, because of the language barrier, I think I didn't work hard enough. I was too lazy in my communication. And when you're switching an all-star outfielder from Japan to DH in the United States, you know, that was a big deal. To the credit of the baseball player, he responded tremendously. I mean, he was one of the better DHs in baseball last year. He was brutal in the outfield early in the year. I don't think they had much of a choice. His goal is to try to get back to being an outfielder again. And, you know, the outfield is pretty crowded for the Cubs. I don't know where you fit in, but injuries always are a part of it. Switching people around are always a part of it. I don't know if we're going to see Ian Happ as the backup first baseman for the Chicago Cubs. Here you got a three-time gold glover in left field, but he has previous infield experience. He might be the modern, you know, Bryant, you know, saying, you know, wherever you need me, move me around. Because right now there's not a backup third baseman. There's not a backup first baseman. There's not a backup center fielder on this team. So work to be done for the Northsiders for sure.
Sticking with the Cubs, Bruce, any rumblings, any more information on Justin Turner and his possibility of joining the Cubs? And does the Matt Shaw oblique injury add any sort of urgency to it?
Yeah, you know, Ruthie, it's a great question because you see automatically, we forget, oh, by the way, these guys are human. If they get hurt, you know, who's going to play that position? So Turner, interestingly enough, I'm hearing he's asking somewhere around $7 million a year. He's 40 years old. But the when I went to check out, you know, all the information on him, he hasn't played except maybe 10 games third base since 2022. So he was basically a first baseman DH. DH role doesn't really fit. He's not going to play a lot of games at first. Is he going to be content, you know, being a backup and not playing a lot? So we don't know about that. Jose Iglesias is a terrific backup infielder that helped the Mets get to the playoffs last year. He hit .337, still out there, second, third, and short. The Cubs really need, you know, to move some things around. I don't think Canario is going to make this team. I just don't. He's not a – they've had him at first base, but Council warned us yesterday, don't look at him as a first baseman. We don't think he is. He's really not a center fielder. He's got some power. He's a corner outfielder. But on this team, I don't think there's a spot. He's out of options. So you can't send him to the minor leagues. Either makes the team or you expose him to waivers or you trade him. Those are the options.
So, Bruce, you're going to Glendale, the first full squad workout for Will Venable as a manager. We talked earlier in the program, and we've discussed it with you, how relatively anonymous the White Sox infield will be at second, third, and short, with a lot of guys who are unproven fighting for jobs. The one guy we do know, like it or not, in the eyes of many Sox fans, is first base. Andrew Vaughn is back, and he's back to try to continue to fulfill his draft status. He's a guy that hasn't lived up to expectations. What are those expectations now for Andrew Vaughn, and what do you think he's capable of?
You know, so I think he's a number three pick, right? So those guys are supposed to be star players. To this point, he's been an average player. He's averaged 18 home runs, 70 RBI, available every day. Not a great first baseman. He's really got to step up his game. He's an important player on the team. Are we asking too much? I mean, Ruthie, David, are we asking too much from Vaughn? Is he just what we've seen, an average first baseman, below average defender, guy that's going to hit 20 home runs, maybe hit 60 or 70, he's been hitting third, fourth. You know, on most teams, that type of hitter is a sixth or seventh hitter in this day and age. So I'm not quite sure who he is, but I think it's a big year for him.
White Sox adding guys like Martin Perez, Joey Gallo. Martin Perez saying that they might surprise a lot of people. What kind of surprises do you anticipate, Bruce?
A better spread, you know, more a better suite on the road. I don't know. I mean, I expect them to fight hard to break 100 losses. Okay, if I told you, Ruthie, today that the White Sox only lost 97 games this year, would you think that's a big step up?
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, so, huge.
And they'd still be a bad team, right? But
yeah.
With the arrow pointing up because their young players are starting to show they are major league quality. That is the key for the White Sox. That's the key for Chris Getz, who I feel, you know, this is a big year to show that he and his group identified the right people and that they're good young players that are going to get better. I think that is what White Sox fans are going to be watching the White Sox to see if they're worthy of their time and if there is a future that they can get excited about.
Bruce, I appreciated your conversation inside the clubhouse over the weekend with Ryan McGuffey about the Cubs and Tom Ricketts and deferrals and payroll, because that's an ongoing conversation. I was disappointed that Tom Ricketts passed on an opportunity to address that issue Friday when he addressed the team, and all he said, according to Craig Council, was, remember, you're wearing the Cub uniform, honor the uniform, and things that we have heard before. Missed opportunity, because I think that's a fair question to wonder why the Cubs feel the way they do about not using deferrals in free agency and big contracts, and if they are willing to adjust or change that philosophy moving forward, because let's face it, the next big contract conversation will revolve around Kyle Tucker and deferrals, the way that the Dodgers and now the Red Sox are using them. It's a valid point to discuss, and for the chairman to pass on an opportunity I felt like was a missed opportunity.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, I think there's going to be plenty of money for Tucker if he is the legitimate star that he's been throughout his career. His 30 home runs, steals 30 bases, drives in 100, plays an all-star quality defense in right field. There's going to be money there because if you look at the rest of the team, you have Tyone, who's got 2 years left. You have Happ, who has 2 years left. You have Suzuki that has 2 years left. You project beyond that, and you say, okay, some of these contracts, these guys will not be here after 2026. So can we make a run, and can we give $450 million to Tucker? Because if he has his usual year, it's going to start with a four, okay? It's automatically – his salary is going to start with a four, and it's not going to be 5 years. It's going to be closer to 10 that he's going to want. So you're talking about $450 million contract that he will attempt to get. Will he get that? He's probably going to be, if not the best, one of the top two or three players in that free agent market next year. So from that perspective, I think the Cubs have the ability to step up. I think they will, projecting the future. The only thing in the way that could change that is 2027 and all the conversation about the fact that the owners are going to do everything they can to get a salary cap and the players are going to push back and we might miss some baseball or an entire season.
So when you look at the Cubs lineup, it's pretty well set. I think they're we were questions about third base, but Matt Shaw, now Alex Bregman, will be the guy that, if he's healthy, will be odds-on favorite to start opening day. When you talk about the depth that you know will be necessary and important, how good are the Cubs' backups, Bruce?
Well, they're better than last year automatically, with all due respect. Michael Tauchman was a really good backup for 2 years. He had a start a lot of games, and he really was very good. But you know, the rest of the group wasn't, you know, they were 4A. And they all did their best, all nice guys, but not up to it. The bench has to be much better. I think that's what Hoyer has to do the rest of spring training here, is continue to build that. Because as I said at the beginning of our conversation today, there's no backup center fielder on this team, okay? So what if PCA A sprains an ankle, or B, his progress is not linear and he struggles, okay? Who is your center fielder on this team? Already ruled out Hap, because that's what Council told me 3 days ago when I asked if he's going to get any reps in center field. So you don't have a center fielder on this team. I don't think Tucker's playing center. Certainly Suzuki is not up to that. So they have to get an outstanding backup there. Birdie, as good of a backup and a player that he's been, he's only played, I think, 10 games at first base. He played in the playoffs in an emergency, I think, last year. But the reality is that they don't have a season first baseman, a season backup, or a season third baseman. Even if they sign Turner, I don't think he's the answer as far as third base goes. Might supply some pop off the bench, first base, DH, but, you know, that is not the answer. So he has work to do. Keep watching the other teams, because they're going to have to move some players here in the next 3 to 4 weeks as well. And I think he's going to be watching the waiver wire for some help.
Bruce, enjoy yourself in Glendale today. Appreciate the hard work.
Thanks, Bruce.
Enjoyed it. Take care.
Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert out in Arizona, covering the White Sox and the Cubs. White Sox first full squad workout today at Camelback Ranch. When we come back, we're going to recap what happened to Modest Bozelas over the weekend. Was it a good experience? Is it a bad experience? Is there anything but a positive to take away from the all-star experience for Modest Bozelas, the franchise player for the Chicago Bulls? It is the Mully and Haw Show. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.